soaking that crowd up right now, Chad.
Yeah.
That was a heck of a day for you. Tell me, though, how to feel on that last
Make
last
some noise, everybody.
That last team, it was fun.
Yeah.
Like a roller derby out
North
there.
American,
a lot of pushing and shoving.
History right
it was
here
awesome to ski with my teammate Jesse.
Yeah,
he had an unbelievable day.
Yeah,
like it's a really wide course, but on this kind of a downhill finish, you almost need it wider. Like Jesse got caught up a bit.
It sounds like everybody else.
It's part of it, I guess. But
it's a fun course for the fans and for us.
Does that help you use your size to try and box your other opponents out?
Yeah, for sure. But also, you don't want to get tangled up. But the high speed stuff, I think it helps a bit. Have a bit of extra length, and I just don't have to go as fast tempo.
For the United States,
how'd your hand feel today?
It felt fine, not an issue.
Oh, good.
I'm wondering if I did the right tactics on that last.
Well, yeah, you got to the front.
I was stuck at the front with Jesse at the top, and I didn't want to go into the downhill slow and just let everybody blow by me. So I did a tack over the top, and I was hoping my cornering ability would just give me enough of a gap at the drop was a non-issue, but after I made the turn, I turned around. They were only five or six. I looked back, and I knew they were still getting the drop. So.
Was there a cover for you to get to the cover?
I didn't really want to be at the front at the top, but
that's
just the way it happened, and I had to change my tactics quick there. And like I said, the attack didn't work, so maybe I should have just stood up, let a few people by. But I'm happy this first real race from the hand injury, and I'm super happy with this result too. In front of all.
Is this a springboard for you?
We got a great crowd here.
I hope so. Yeah.
To watch us. Thanks for coming out, all of you. So appreciate it.
Race, but
you are
going
to be treated
to
a fantastic race
right
away. The Red Armada of Norway leading the game here.
They're missing one gear. Like their top gear. And Bralix has finished top, like 11 with missing that gear. Like you can tell, I was skiing behind him, and I knew it wasn't the Alex of late last year. And so it's coming. It's part of our training. Justin, we're all confident in the training program. So to have these results. Still missing top gear. We're happy.
That put more pressure on you, though. And you know, the other guys aren't there last year. Everyone was able to pick it up. Do you feel the pressure to perform here?
This is the ladies.
Not really. Even yesterday before the race, like, it doesn't feel like I have a race here.
A lot of people have been waiting for this.
Because I train here normally, so it's. I can't believe we have a World Cup.
It is Mikan, Kasvansander, Fala, Keegan Rundle, Chandra Crawford.